Bridgewater on the two-point conversion. Gives it to Matt. Scampers up the middle, and he's in for the two.
Hey, this is what defines us now. Hey, this is what defines us. Let's go win. Defines it. Finish.
Welcome back to Vikings Connected. That was just a little piece of head coach Mike Zimmer wired from last week's win.
Booyah.
Against the Redskins. And you can catch the entire piece on Vikings.com as well as all the other great material we have on there. Now, it is the bye week, but we've had a really eventful first half of the year.
Yeah, we have.
And now we're going to have a really amazing second half of the year.
I agree.
So, Ben's trends. Let's see what you're thinking, Ben. What stands out to you from the past season so far?
Well, so far in the wins that we've had, that I think is pretty remarkable. In the four wins, we have zero turnovers. We talk about stats a lot. I'm not a big numbers guy. I think stats can lie. But one thing we always talk about as players is getting takeaways on defense and not giving the ball up on offense.
Yeah.
And so far, you know, that's the recipe for our success this year. Four wins and zero turnovers, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So that's something hopefully we can build off of.
Yeah, keep going with that, guys. Okay, number two.
This defense is filthy. It's extremely good. Started a little slow, but they're making plays and they're extremely consistent. So from a team that was basically sniffing the cellar last year in defensive categories, now we're number nine and we've got 30 sacks. It's pretty remarkable.
It's awesome. And it's only going to get better.
That's right.
Okay, so now speaking of getting better, when we come back,
yeah,
what do we got to do?
Well, if this was a stock market, I would buy Teddy. I'm bullish on Teddy. I really like his ability to shine under pressure. It just seems like he thrives when we need him the most. When the pressure's on and we need a big play, he's always delivering. So that's something that you can't teach. So
no.
I love that about Teddy.
So impressive. I think poise is just going to continue to follow.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what else?
And so I talked about the defense and how well it's playing. Well, hopefully with the player of a defensive line, Linval Joseph, Sharif Floyd has had an outstanding first part of the season. Everson Griffin, Brian Robinson, all those guys up front I think are just going to get better and better, and that's really the key to most defenses is the play of the defensive line. So I think if they keep it up, this will be a top five defense at the end of the season and hopefully a lot more wins.
So cool.
All right, now it's time for our third nominee for the Golden Nacho. It's all about my favorite plays from the first part of this season, and it's Anthony Barr.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about the others, and how can you not? The game winner, kind of walk-off, strip fumble, fumble recovery for touchdown in overtime. And the thing I love about this play is the receiver was Safarian Jenkins, the tight end. And then he's the guy that caught the touchdown pass on Anthony Barr at the end of regulation. So Anthony comes back and totally redeems himself.
Yes.
So
sweet
same player,
redemption.
You know, same basic coverage where Anthony has the guy in coverage, and he goes in and strips the ball out, picks it up, and they win the game. And it was a much-needed win down there in Tampa. So that's our number three nominee for the Golden Nacho. When Vikings Connected returns, we'll show you some of our favorite moments from Cordarrelle Patterson's weekly appearance. There's certainly never a dull moment with that guy.
Please get that on camera. Oh, man.